Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of Mike Bacsik, are we living through the golden age of NFL football? And if not now, when do you think the golden age of NFL football was? Like, give us a 10-year period. Don't just say one specific year. Give us like a 10-year period. When do you think the best run of NFL football ever was? 877-881-1053. Now, Mike, what has led you to this determination that this may be the golden age of NFL football?
Because we are consuming it like we've never consumed it. Now, it's been a period now. I'm not saying it's just starting in 2020. I would say, I don't know, maybe from 2005, 2006 to about now, and maybe I need to make it a little bit tighter of a window, but I would just say we are loving football like we've never loved before, and we've loved football, don't get me wrong, but we've created rules now where it's, I'm not going to say easy, but we've made it where scoring 30 points is pretty much the goal going into a game. Yeah. Like, hey, we can get 30. That's a realistic goal. Having a good game in the NFL now is 40. And when I was a kid, when the Cowboys were awesome, you know, getting 24 was kind of realistic. Like, I think we can get 20 in the low 20s. If we get 30, we're like, oh my God, like that's a lot of points in a football game. And back then in college, they weren't scoring a lot of points because everything was running. I know now college, it's like, hey, we can realistically get to 40. Let's see if we can get to 50. But I would just say that. That's because when I was thinking about it and watching all this NBA stuff, guys, I think the golden age of basketball, the greatest time in basketball, not saying it's bad now, but the best time ever in basketball is from 1984 to 1993. That takes you through the battles of Magic versus Bird, and it takes you through Jordan's first run of three championships. I think in that 84 to 93 range is the greatest time in basketball history and has not been matched since. And in baseball, because it's been around longer for the most part, as in at least we've cared about it as a country a lot longer than we have basketball and football, is I would say in the 50s and 60s was probably the greatest time of baseball. And that's Mantle and Mays and Aaron and Clemente and Koufax and Gibson. And, you know, there's a whole bunch there. I think when you talk about the greatest time in baseball, I think most people would say the 50s and 60s is the greatest baseball time. And I'll throw it out to you guys. I know this is a football discussion. Where do you guys see it? Because I see this as now we are in, and we've been in it for a little bit of time now, the greatest time in football history, NFL football.
I think you're right, Mike. And I know Sean was talking about that this morning, and I guess that's a little nostalgic for me whenever it comes to the Cowboys and the Niners and those rivalries, because I felt like rivalries were real at that time. The Packers, the Steelers, like we hated those teams with a passion, and now we hate the teams that are in our division because we play them twice a year. Like that's really what the feeling is. I don't really hate any other team in the NFL except for maybe the Packers because they've screwed us over a couple times with Dez Caudet and Jared Cook. But that's when rivalries were real for a handful of teams. Right now, there are we're watching a turnover in the way the game is played, in that we're getting this Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes and this handful of other new quarterbacks that can change the game and have played it in a passing aerial assault type of way. And then you go back and look at over the last, you know, you said 2005, 2006. I will even take it to 2008 to now. Okay. You know, you still, that's the generation where you had Peyton and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. Now you've got Lamar and Mahomes. You've had all these really fun quarterbacks. But then go look at the single season yardage records for receivers over that span, Mike. And I'm going to just say the 2010s. 8 of the top 15 single season receiving yards records were from at least 2010 and up. All right, so that's pretty awesome that out of the entire history over the last 10 years, 8 of the best receiving yards were in that season. And then go look at receptions. Number 1, 2019, Michael Thomas. Number 3, 2015, Antonio Brown with 136, tied with Julio Jones in 2015. Antonio Brown in 2014, Michael Thomas in 2018. So looking at this last 10 years, the passing game has changed, and that's the most exciting part of football anyway.
I thought two different people from the 817 were oh so close. The 817, 85 to 95, and from another 817, 83 to 93. I am actually choosing to take 84 to 94 as the best run of football ever. So in 84, you get the most marquee, probably quarterback matchup in the history of the Super Bowl in Joe Montana versus Dan Marino. 85, you get, some people will tell you, the greatest team of all time in the Chicago Bears. You get the incredible 88 and 89 49ers teams. You get the 91 Washington Redskins team, which a lot of people will also tell you is the best team of all time. You get the 92 Cowboys, which are the actual best team of all time. And then the 93 and 94 battles again with the Cowboys and then the 49ers. And then the other thing that I would argue about for that time is you get to see at least chunks of, I will tell you, the three best at their particular skill position players of all time. You tell me that Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback of all time, you get three of his Super Bowls in this run. You tell me that Jerry Rice is the best receiver of all time, you get all of his Super Bowls in this run in the beginning of his career. And you tell me that Barry Sanders is the best running back of all time, you get a good chunk of his career and the furthest playoff advancement that he's ever had. So I think I will argue that 84 to 94 is my golden age of football, but I certainly understand the logic for today.
No, Kevin, the reason that you love that era so much, and I know your heart, the Super Bowl Shuffle video, you love that. You watch that video on your VHS
For sure.
And the fact that they had cool nicknames back then. Like, ooh, we don't have cool nicknames nowadays.
You're forgetting the other thing, Corey. Those are some of the heydays of the Bud Bowl. Man, I am a big, giant mark
what was
for
that?
The Bud Bowl.
The Bud Bowl.
Well, yeah, do you not know about the Bud Bowl?
Reggie's
can't
too
say
young.
That I do.
Oh, my God. Okay, versus, Reggie, I promise we'll get back to what we're actually talking about. But, Reggie, so they had these commercials, and they would show them once or twice per quarter, and it was beer bottles playing football against each other. And it was like Budweiser against Bud Light, and they'll be like, look, there's Dan Beerdorf making a run towards the end zone. It was freaking so stupid, but it was amazing. Like, I remember,
who was the receiver that caught the ball and he couldn't spike it because his hands actually had glue on them or something like that?
Yeah, it was amazing, and I gotta admit, I would stick around because I needed to know if Budweiser or Bud Light, as they were clearly marketing to children, was going to win the Bud Bowl. All right? Lots of issues with all of this. I get it. But I was there for it.
I'm going to ask you this question, Kevin, because I love that time of football the most, but I know the reason why I love it. It's because the Cowboys were a relevant team.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering how much right now, Autoflex Leasing Fantext, how much is there a bias to putting the early to mid-90s in there because – the Cowboys were actually a good football team.
And I do get that. I will say I don't think my answer is strictly because of that, because if you look at the first half of it, it was legitimately the worst time ever for the Cowboys in terms of, if you go past that, the 87 season, you know, maybe you include that, and the 86 season fell apart because of the injury to Danny White. But if you look at 87, 88, and 89, you know, the Cowboys were slipping into irrelevancy for maybe one of the first times in their history. And then you fired the number one most iconic name known with that franchise in Tom Landry, and he got fired. And so it was like, it was very much, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. So I think you're on to something, but I also think the Cowboys dynasty was great for the league. Like, that generated a ton of interest. And then you have the 91 Redskins and the 85 Bears, which you always see in the top two or three of greatest teams of all time. So I understand your point, and I'm not going to pretend that that has nothing to do with it, but that's why I didn't just say all of the 90s. That's why I cut it off before the Cowboys' third Super Bowl in that run.
Yeah, and this is why I kind of lean just towards now, just because the sport has changed so much. If you go watch a basketball game, it has changed too quite a bit from watching the Celtics-Lakers versus now the Warriors and Cavaliers, you know, which has been in the NBA Finals a whole bunch besides last year. Like, you just watch it, you're like, wow, the game has changed a lot. If you go watch a 1992 through 1995 Dallas Cowboy game, it almost doesn't look like the same sport.
With the power run and everything,
yes,
like
because
that.
Because of the way that – now, if you do watch the Cowboys play in 2017, it does look similar to 1995 at times.
Oh, my gosh.
If you watch other teams play, if you watch an Aaron Rodgers-led team or, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs this year, obviously Lamar Jackson is a very different, you know, quarterback from most quarterbacks. Obviously, Michael Vick – did very similar things to Lamar Jackson, and at times Randall Cunningham did similar things when he was on the Eagles to what Lamar Jackson is doing. But I just see the game now as just a quicker pace, more scoring, and I don't know, we seem to be loving it way more than all other sports. And when you bring up that time of football, I think football was still number one. In fact, I know it was still number one. But I think you can bring up the World Series was getting tremendous numbers back then. Basketball obviously was exploding with Bird and Magic and Michael. And maybe I just look at it and go, football has just zero competition now where it did have competition in the 80s and 90s.
How much do you think fantasy football changes your feeling on that too? And when Sean and RJ talk about football, and every time we bring it, they ask, well, what do you think about this? I'm like, man, it affects my fantasy football team because – that's always on my mind during the season. I'm constantly thinking, okay, what's this guy doing? What's the matchup? I'm more interested in football now because of fantasy football than I ever was.
I think you're 100% right about that. I think gambling plays a certain role, but the argument can easily be made. I mean, gambling is not a newer phenomenon. That's been around forever. So I don't think gambling deserves as much credit as fantasy football because fantasy football, I think, did a great job of getting you invested beyond regionally. You know, like, how many games do you watch, not just because you love football, like, I get that, but how many games do you watch, not because you're vested in the outcome as much as you are, I need this wide receiver and quarterback tandem to work out today. Yep. And so I think you're right about it expanding the market of football tremendously.
So now I'm going to ask you guys this question on the three major sports, baseball, basketball, and football. Out of the three sports, if we say that the best time in baseball was the 50s and 60s, the best time in basketball was the 80s and 90s, and let's just throw out, I'll just say for now, for this argument's sake, the best time in football was the 90s, even though I think it might be now. What sport has the best chance in the future to say, oh, this is the greatest time of that sport? And it beats out the 50s and 60s of baseball. It beats out the 80s and 90s of basketball, or your time of football, Kevin.
I think it might be basketball because, like, I don't think baseball is going to hit a creative, like, resurgence. But the thing is, I think basketball, you're seeing it right now. Like, basketball is on the precipice of overtaking baseball as unquestionably the number two sport. Some would probably argue it already has, and that's an argument for another day. But
Rob Manfred's working really hard to make that true.
Absolutely. That's
right
true.
On the cusp, and Manfred said, I'm going to push you over the top, basketball. Don't worry.
And the other thing is, I don't think we're that far removed from something you might put up as an argument for a golden age of basketball competitor. Like, I think the last decade was a crazy magical decade for basketball. You had, obviously, again, bias with the miracle run of the Mavericks and Dirk. You had the creation of the evil empire in the Miami Heat, and then they went on to win multiple titles. And then you had the defection of LeBron James back to Cleveland. And while this happened, a new all-time dynasty was built up in the Golden State Warriors. And then LeBron James shut it down for a year. But then people were talking about, could LeBron James be the best player of all time? Is Steph Curry the best shooter of all time? Are these some of the best? Is the Golden State Warriors the best team that we've ever seen? Like, I think that's helped the NBA ascend. And so I definitely still think the NBA could be the thing. Like, what if Zion doesn't get hurt? He's already more popular this early in his career than probably any player ever.
And then his card.
Yeah, especially with his cards. And then you have the potential emergence of Giannis. What if LeBron wins another title or two, and then people are like, maybe I need to rethink this whole thing. What if Luka becomes the greatest European player of all time? I think there's all kinds of storylines that could propel the NBA.
Good answer.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And, Kevin, I was going to say the same thing about, I'm going to go back to that Lakers, you know, team with Shaq and Kobe and work all the way up.
Yeah.
Because even then you had the Tim Duncan dynasty. The Celtics got in there with Kevin Garnett and that group. So it was all over the country. But there were some dominant teams. It was great baseball. It was great theater for sure. And if you were a Mavs fan, it hurt a lot. But you finally got to the glory. So I loved that era of basketball too. As much as, I mean, Michael Jordan brought it to what it was. And I think the NBA just keeps slowly progressing up, as the NFL might have to take a dip sometime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.